This practice is called the self-compassion break. It is a quick and efficient informal practice that can be applied whenever you feel difficult emotions or find yourself in a difficult situation. Let's begin by partially or fully closing the eyes if you feel comfortable. Now bring to mind a situation that is occurring in your life right now that is difficult or causing you stress. Perhaps it's a relationship problem, a health problem, a work problem, or a friend who's struggling and it's causing you worry. If you're new to practicing self-compassion or the self-compassion break, please choose a problem in the mild to moderate range rather than a big problem. We don't want to overwhelm ourselves when we're first learning the skill of self-compassion. Taking some time to allow yourself to really see, hear, and feel your way into the problem to the extent that you feel some uneasiness in the body. Where do you feel it the most? Make contact with the discomfort that you feel in your body. Then say to yourself, gently and kindly, "This is a moment of suffering. This is a moment of suffering." Or perhaps saying, "This hurts," or "This is stressful," or "This is difficult to bear." Turning towards the suffering, bringing awareness and acknowledging it. This is mindfulness. And now saying to yourself, "Suffering is a part of living." Acknowledging that suffering is a part of living and that all beings suffer is common humanity. Other phrases that may speak to you more directly are, "I'm not alone. Others are just like me. We all struggle in our lives." This is how it feels when a person struggles in this way. Now I invite you to place both hands over your heart or wherever else it feels soothing to you. Feeling the warmth and gentle touch of your hands. Offering yourself the following phrase: "May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself." This is self-kindness in the face of suffering. Other phrases that may speak to you more meaningfully could be, "May I give myself what I need. May I accept myself as I am. May I live in love. Or may I protect myself." If you're having difficulty finding the right words, imagine that a dear friend or loved one is experiencing the same problem as you. What would you say to this person from your heart to their heart? If your friend were to hold just a few of your words in their mind, what would they be? What message would you like to deliver? Now, Can you offer the same message to yourself? Slowly, open your eyes.